It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You remind me of my sister. Are you also a prostitute?
I am prostitute.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is B-Y-O-B Friday. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Very excited today. For those of you around the country that might not know this gentleman, he is the tallest of our morning show members.
That's right.
Maybe the tallest person on staff.
His name is Lurch Papa, alias Jason Bishop, alias Sports Junkie. Let's give him a nice lovely round of applause.
Welcome, Lurch.
Can you turn his microphone on? That would be extremely helpful.
It's on. It's just the levels are
really
skewed.
Wacky. We got to adjust those because we have a million people in here.
Try
today.
It again, Eric.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, it's better. That's right.
That's not Eric. That's Jason.
I meant to say Jason.
And I meant to say that we haven't been the Sports Junkies in about 6 years.
Call you. I can't.
I know.
Old
I know.
Habits die hard.
I understand.
Die hard. That's the way
that's
it goes.
That's a shame when Mike has a slip of the tongue like that.
Oh, are you going to pick on me already starting today? I always
you
hate these.
You started it.
I hate
you
these
You started
shows.
It. I said, and you said.
Have you lost 50 pounds yet so we can have you, like, participating?
No. But I wanted to edit that.
What?
If I lose 50 pounds, I'll do it, and I'll also do it as soon as you lose 50 pounds.
Well, why are you slamming me? I'm not going to lose 50 as quickly as you.
You started it.
That's effing supportive of you. That is very nice to you. I'm saying I'd like to have you participate.
I can't wait to participate.
Instead of being you old mother hen on these shows. You're always
you think
so
I enjoy it?
I think you're good at it.
He just wants you to have a good show, dear.
I think you're very, very good at
dear?
It.
Dear?
Yeah, you're very good
we
at it.
We don't want that, dear.
Lurch, good to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
The other guys are about 10, 15 minutes away.
Slackers.
If someone had said to me, if someone had laid down money.
Odds?
And said to me, you would be the first one here. Now, they went out and picked you up, right?
I'm a VA guy, man.
Did you get chauffeured in here?
They got a battle the belt. I don't have to battle the belt.
Battle the belt.
I like that.
I'm batting the morning, actually, went and picked me up. So.
Oh, really?
I had a little chauffeur service.
Very, very
that
exciting.
That must have been fun.
It was a joy.
Congratulations to you guys. Your good ratings in the morning.
You.
We appreciate that. And before we get moving here, I want to talk to this guy. Sam Zion the cook who made me proud. Let's welcome Sam. Sam, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Sam, you were the subject of a very lengthy discussion on our show.
Yes.
And I don't know how many people have made you aware of this, but I just have to give you a round of applause, my friend.
We all do.
I don't care if they never book you again, brother, on the Today Show. And if they never book you again, it doesn't matter. You have made a lot of American males that happen to be up at that hour of the morning watching television. You have made us proud. And are you speaking to us from perhaps an open-aired cockpit of an airliner right now?
You know, I'm about a minute away from my house, but I wanted to be prompt in calling in.
Do you want to wait till you get to your house and call us right back? Do you want to do it that way?
Tell you what. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Let me get this thing better. Hold on.
While he does that, do you want to revisit the clip from yesterday?
Yeah, go ahead and play the clip. Take your time.
Is that any better?
That's much better, Sam.
Okay, good.
Before we get chatting with you, and I want to plug everything you need to plug and what you were plugging on the Today Show the other day.
Nice.
But we're going to play a clip of Sam with Hoda and Kathy Lee Gifford on the Today Show, and the tense moment that we all enjoyed. Go ahead, roll it, Rob.
Well, the steak that you guys bought for me was really, I really wanted that actually
pretty
in a
cheap.
Spot.
That was not
okay.
supposed to go in there, Hoda.
It's not a problem. So look, this is it, right?
Got a control issue.
Come on now. You see, now look at it. It doesn't look
that's
as nice because I can't get any of that stuff on top.
It still looks good.
It does. It smells awfully good, too.
Okay, so we got this done,
so
right?
We did
all
pasta.
Pretty, really good, nice.
Okay,
right now,
all right,
we whip her
on
back down here. Come over here. Come
on. All right, let's go. What are we making?
Kathy's giving me the okay, Sam. So
tuna.
We're making a tuna.
Why don't you get all of it in
we're
there?
Making a tuna.
Tuna's the second thing we have
please,
in our house.
Can I talk? I watch the show every day. Everybody has issues with a lot of chatter back here. Pay attention 1 minute. Ooh, that seemed
I
to
hope
work.
You enjoy your life.
And there you have it.
Oh, Sam. Total spontaneous television, my friend. I love that moment.
Great moment, Sam.
That's what we do.
Yeah, go ahead. Take us behind the scenes and tell us what happened.
Well, God, did you hear the crickets?
Oh, God.
yes, I did. We love that quiet.
Holy crap. I have to tell you that I watched the clip only once so far, and it was on my computer at the airport. They get all their stuff online, you know, within a couple hours. I haven't watched it on T-boat here at home yet. I just got back yesterday and I've been busy. But so when you listen to it, forced to listen to it through a little speaker in your ear,
right,
over the radio, you concentrate on the words.
Right.
And wow, there really were crickets, and there was a lot of talking that preceded the crickets.
Yes. Yeah,
it's the kind of thing that makes you sit way forward in your easy chair the second it happens.
I want to give credit to my girlfriend Carla, who hit me to this and said, you've got to see this segment with Kathy Lee and Hoda. Now, we have had fun talking about Kathy Lee on this program for a very, very long time.
Years.
Our friend Tom Shales over at the Washington Post, who writes the review of her former Christmas specials.
We
like that. I really wanted to get a little behind the scenes now. You go in. First of all, what are you plugging, Sam, so we can get that out of the way? What are you, are you selling?
Well, it's my second time on, also scheduled to be back August 28th. We'll see if that continues.
Good luck.
And I was there with my book that came out a couple months ago. It's called Sam the Cooking Guy, just a bunch of recipes.
Okay, and you do things like you take stuff you can find in the grocery store that's cheap, and you mix it up with the real ingredients, and you make something special, right?
That's exactly right. It's all simple, really basic stuff, but great, great food. And I have a show on Discovery's Health Channel called Just Cook This, and a show here that's working its way into a bunch of cities called Just Sam the Cooking Guy.
Sam the Cooking Guy, and you're on with these two ladies, and
on with the two ladies, and you know you have to understand. So it happens fast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had four and a half minutes, and I knew the stuff that I needed to get through,
mm-hmm.
and I know because I was there a couple months ago that time goes very, very quickly.
Sure, sure, absolutely.
Goes very, very quickly, and you got to get through it all. So there I am. The thing starts. They both come up, you know, about 30 seconds from the beginning of the segment because they're coming from another spot in the studio. And they say hi.
Right.
Kathy introduced herself. Hoda, I already know
right.
from last time.
Right.
I tell Hoda how great she looks in that color. She's a doll. And so the thing starts.
Okay.
And I start talking and they start talking.
Right.
And I know if I don't keep the train on the track,
mm-hmm.
it's going to fall off, and it's not going to get done.
Right.
And one of the things I had to talk about last time, we didn't get to because there was, you know, is it too much conversation, or are there one too many items that you're trying to put into the segment?
Right.
Probably a little of both.
I think you're being very generous there, Sam. You really
Thank
are.
You. So we get through the first part, get around to the thing, and all I know, but you have to understand that this is what I'm like. If I did a private class or a private party and somebody paid me a bunch of money
right,
to do it,
right.
if there was too much talking and I couldn't be heard, I would do the same thing.
Sure,
for somebody that just paid me an ass load of money. So we're there, the thing's going down, and I don't remember really what prompted it other than just I know I wasn't getting any of my points across, and I had to stop it right then and there.
It is as spontaneous as it looked.
Grand
I know not a
moment.
Lot of premeditation went into this thing.
Only thing premeditated about what is said, I mean, is actually nothing. The only thing premeditated of the food things that I'm going to make. The rest of it is, and for people that, you know the show, they'll know that, you know, there's no script. And I generally have a habit of saying, you know, just what pops into my head, which
right.
is mostly good and definitely entertaining. and what I do is not a normal cooking show.
Okay.
So that moment comes, and I had to.
Sam,
can
I talk, please? My God, Sam.
Control issues.
Jesus Christ, I'm trying to talk. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead. I was listening to you.
I probably used the same words, you know, in a class in some other time, but that's just what came up.
I needed
to stop everything right there, and as you can see, it did.
A grateful nation thanks you.
You never see these kind of moments. You really don't. And now the biggest question I would have, you do the segment, you finish that. There's that incredible pause where you hear the crickets, and they both kind of give you the hairy eyeball. Kathy Lee, more than Hoda, is giving you the eyeball there. And then you move on, and you finish it. Your line that was something about, hey, I guess it worked. That was better than actually yelling at him in the first place.
Right.
I really enjoy that. And then it's you finish the cooking. I even remember the dish. It was like ramen noodles, or you had the cup of noodles mixed with
beef. The cup noodles
were
the first thing. So we were actually standing over there by the Greek salad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah. Is the moment that is right. the moment that it went sideways, or just was an interesting moment.
It was very special. And then I have to ask you: you did go to commercial and come back with those two women, and I want to know what was the moment like in that commercial break, which had to feel like it was 6 hours.
What happened?
There was there was laughing.
Okay.
There was a few more comments from both of them about, well, we've never had that happen to us before, but they were both laughing about it.
Okay.
Good. And then there's a ton of, you know, the crew's talking to them. When we come back, we're only going to have 20 seconds, and look over here. They took a picture of me through the camera to put me and Al Roker on the screen at the same time because his glasses look a lot like my glasses.
Okay.
And I made a comment in the beginning about...
I remember.
Yeah, Clooney last time wearing a sweater that I was wearing, and this time now Al's got my glasses on.
Sam, can I ask you a question about procedure on the Today Show?
Yes.
Because I watch it every day. When you're on there and you're allowed to plug your book, do you get a fee for appearing on that show, or is it just a trade issue because you're allowed to promote your book?
No, I'm not paid. Right.
Do they fly you in?
They did do that, yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay. Just curious.
Just curious.
So so not as tense as I might have thought during the commercial break, but when you came back, Kathy Lee was kind of looking petulant and pouty, and then after the segment is over, obviously they whisk you off there and you don't see him again. Is that the way it works?
No, I say goodbye to both of them. I stood. The crew comes over.
So long, bitch.
Your words, not mine.
Right.
I had a conversation with the crew. Everybody laughed about it. They thought it was. You know, and you can hear them now.
Yes.
You can hear them laughing.
Oh yes.
Very
and
much
you know,
so.
I really like number one morning show in the country, and they do a lot of serious stuff. But I like the fact that they don't hold back the crew from laughing at things that they find amusing.
Yes, right.
I think that's one of the cool parts of that show.
But I have heard the crew in the past. I've heard them chuckle occasionally, but boy, they are guffawing when you do that.
You made their day.
Never like
I made their day. Well, you know, not intentional. I mean, honestly, it came out, and that my wife always worries when I'm on live TV about what I might say because she knows me.
Yeah, but it's so refreshing because, you know, that is so sanitized, and it's not sanitized like our world. We have a little more free form in this venue,
right.
But it was something special to see, and we jump on it when it's on TV, and I thought it was it was great, and I know it was spontaneous, but it took balls, and what took real balls, and I'm going to give you credit here, it was one thing to say it, but the line you have afterwards, well, I guess that worked. You know, you didn't back down, which was fantastic, and I guess that comes from running a lot of classes when you got a lot of people that you want to, you know, you got to demand their attention a little bit.
It's also very much the style of the show, you know? It's that kind of thing, and it is what it is. The thing we like about our show, what we do, there's nothing formulaic about it. There's nothing scripted. We use one camera. We don't use three. We don't redo things. If I make a mistake, if I drop something on the floor, if I burn myself, if something goes really bad, we leave all that stuff in.
Right.
That's the stuff that makes TV. And it's, you know, reality, it's like a reality cooking show.
Now, what is your background, Sam? Where did you cut your teeth in the world of cooking? Where do you hail from?
I didn't. Six years ago, I worked for a drug development company as an operations guy here in San Diego. And I hated what I did, and I wanted to do something else. I had an idea about a travel show.
Okay.
And I quit my job to go travel. But really, I was going to try and shoot stuff in places like Tokyo and Hong Kong and try and show that, like, the regular guy's version of going to complicated places.
Okay.
And a month before we were supposed to go shoot some demo footage in Hong Kong, 9/11 happened.
Ooh.
And I always say the same thing. That day changed thousands of other people's lives much more significantly than it changed mine. But I still had to find a job because I'd quit my drug development job for nothing. And now, I mean, for this, and now nobody was going to buy a travel show.
So before that, as far as cooking, did you, were you good in your own kitchen or something like that? I mean, did you
My wife did most of the cooking.
You're a media creation is what you are.
That's exactly right. I would grill, but I grilled badly. And so in the days following 9/11, I have no job. I have no career that I can go to because nobody's getting on a plane to go to Idaho, much less Tokyo.
Right.
And I figure I can find something to do on TV that I can keep this sort of regular guy approach with.
Okay. All
and,
right.
And out of that came cooking. And not because I could cook, but because what I was watching sort of at the local station level were stations bringing in restaurant chefs.
Right, right.
To fill up airtime.
Right.
And the restaurant chef was using it as a way to try and promote the restaurant.
Right.
So they would make stuff that's really fancy and complicated. So you would look at it and you would go, that looks great. Let's go there. But I wasn't trying to do that. I thought, what if I just made things that people said I could make that? That looks easy.
You know, I'm wondering now whether the Today Show has stolen your idea when I saw him doing a segment on grilled cheese sandwiches.
I saw that this morning,
too. Oh, my
too.
God, they did 10 minutes
they're
on
stealing,
grilled cheese.
They're stealing your thunder there a little bit.
It's okay.
Yeah, now,
they don't do it, like, the same way.
So right. You make everyman food. You make stuff that anybody can go out to the grocery store, and you can find it, and you can make it.
That's exactly right.
Do you have
a whole show
Sam, I'm trying to talk here.
Control issues, Sam.
I have a question, for God's sake, please. There, that worked, didn't it?
I'm sorry.
I'm having fun. Is there any one thing that you make that actually is your signature, even though you're not a professional chef?
You know, I make some really good enchiladas. Like, all the stuff that I've made is on, you know, a bunch of it's in my book.
Right.
Everything is on my website, thecookingguy.com. In fact, you can go watch video clips there and see, you know, how stupid that I am or what the stuff is. I make a mean mashed potato taco, honestly, with leftover mashed potatoes that everybody should be making. They're really, really good.
Sounds good.
Mashed potato taco.
They got a couple of fat guys in here.
The
we like that
just
kind
dribbles
of
down your
just
chin.
Just runs right down your chin. Well, Sam, you are a cool guy. I really loved watching you on that show. And, you know, keep doing what you're doing, because you're on this show for that reason, because it was spontaneous and it was funny and it was good. And I like the everyman cooking segments. And we'll look for your book, and we'll also look for your television shows as well.
Okay? You guys are great, and you can bet if I go back, there'll be a lot of people watching to see what the moment's like.
Come out in boxing gloves.
As a matter of fact, I really think, you know, everybody always looks for the rematch to be better than the original,
mm-hmm.
and what you really should do is maybe right at the beginning of the segment, even when they're introducing you, go, shut the F up! I think that would be a lot of fun.
A friend of mine sent me a link to a blog. I can't remember the name of it, but the title of this particular piece that the guy wrote on his blog yesterday was Sam the Cooking Guy versus Kathy Lane.
You're a hero.
I really
wish she'd been
a little bit more of a Catwoman behind the scenes. That would have been real special. You know?
Unintentional hero. Yeah, that's just me.
You know, and just listen, I know you're going to probably do some more interviews on this subject, but the next time somebody asks you about this, what you might want to say is during that commercial break, Kathy Lee gave you like a real mommy dearest moment there.
That's
right. Like, so you looked at me and, you know, she curled her eyebrows and went, don't F with me, mister.
And as soon as the cameras went off, you put her in a ball gag.
Sam, good luck with everything. We'll have you back
on the
show.
I appreciate
it.
Take
care. Stay in touch.
Yeah, bye-bye.
There
Sam
he goes.
Sam Zion.
Sam Zion. And we'll get all his information before the end of the show. And,
I can see how there was a clash with him and Kathy Lee, however.
I want to. I just want to make a little sound here just so the interns know what's going on.
Mike, that sounds like an empty bottle.
Gosh, now, Rob, don't say anything. Let's just see. I want to see if the interns respond to this.
Is that sound?
It's kind of like a dog, right, Lurch? You know? There you go. There's Lurch with his
shades. Or you just do this.
Hey, hi, Drew.
Does anybody need a beer?
Lurch!
Hey, Brad Boone.
Michael Maravich. In the house. There we go.
Where's Cakes?
Cakes is coming. Are you coming out with us tonight?
Where are you going?
We're going somewhere. I don't know exactly where, but we're going somewhere.
If it's in Virginia, I'll go.
Very close. In Virginia.
It's in Charlottesville.
It's very close.
D.C., they are there.
It's very close, and we will announce where we're going on Monday.
We're going to announce where we've been.
Sorry to tease, ladies and gentlemen, but that's just the way it goes.
Lurch, you need a beer?
I don't know. Is this on?
It is.
I don't know. Okay. How's Burke doing over there?
Lurch thinks I'm a redneck, white trash, inbred hillbilly because I live in Burke,
we're
Virginia.
Burke? Well, you know, does anybody else in here live in Burke?
No. Now, wait a minute. When we're talking about...
I didn't want to offend anybody else.
Talking about redneck towns, though, you know, you got to remember, you know, how are you? Mike O'Mara, Manassas resident.
Hey, what's going on this side?
See, Burke is cosmopolitan by comparison.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes.
Is that a custom T-shirt for you?
Yeah.
That's
Duke
nice.
Smash.
You guys have the best shirts on Big O and Duke's.
You like that?
I love that T-shirt.
I can get you one, Mike.
Really?
If I can get you a picture of you wearing it, I can get you one.
Okay. I will. I'll take this shirt off. Because really, you know, frankly... inappropriate, age inappropriate right
now. No, you look good.
The affliction t-shirts, you know.
I don't know. I think you look pretty hot.
Really? With the breasts?
Yeah, nice. I got
the
nice.
The breasts look good.
Thank you.
And Chad, congratulations on your victory today.
Thank you. And snacks to the round table.
That's right.
Oh, did you lose again, Rob?
As always.
It's fixed.
Congratulations.
I hate playing an away game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys do well in the ratings, though. I'll trade you anytime you want to.
Hey, everybody did well. This the station did very, very well.
And all
right. This is come on.
I think the interns for the Michael Mara show make more than you do.
Wow. I'm telling you, this guy is on fire today.
There's going to be a fight.
I will tell you. All right, here's the question.
Lurch,
this is the question.
He knows I'm just kidding.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, buddy.
You do any pregame before you came in here today?
I did one beer pregame. That's it. On the way.
Just checking.
Hey, you got to drink when you're driving with Bat in the Morning.
Will the other boys will the other boys be doing pregame before
they're a bunch of losers.
They're losers.
Okay, very good.
JP will probably
about as fun as cancer.
He'll be drinking muscle milk in here.
Where is your partner in crime? Is he floating around? Is he out getting his nails done or
probably,
something like that?
Yeah,
exactly.
It's a very whole good thing with him.
Oh, really?
It's a whole thing.
Well, this is gonna be a good one. This is gonna be one for the ages. This starts here, and then this goes wherever. And you know, I just don't want anybody getting arrested.
What happens on the Mike O'Meara show stays on the Mike O'Meara show.
This is Vegas.
Right.
This
we
is Vegas so. East today, gentlemen.
Yeah, you got it.
Are you all talking about this?
Well, no, oh. I can't talk about that.
Oh, are you offering something?
And I can't. But if you know. Boy, that'd be a show, wouldn't it? That'd be something really special.
You want to go to the website and see if we have any photos of that.
Yes, yeah. Yes, we are talking.
Did you go in the back and see if we've got something that you're drinking? Because everybody is invited to. I mean, everybody is invited
to. I saw the broads.
I might even let BDK in the studio.
No.
I might just do it.
We got enough of them this morning.
I might just do it.
Have another beer.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with hopefully the rest of your junkies who are incredibly tardy. 20 minutes late already, and Chad Dukes and the Buzz Babes and everybody.
Everybody.
We don't have enough microphones for the show today.
And we don't have enough chairs either.
All right, we'll be right back with more fun right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.